If you take a trip to the store next week, have a look at the magazine aisle. There you'll find on the cover of Time magazine the face of scientist and inventor Gitanjali Rao, the magazine's first ever Kid of the Year. Rao, who was 15 years old and from Colorado, was chosen from a list of 5,000 other amazing kids working to change the world. The honor is in recognition of Rao's commitment to creating scientific solutions, which includes a tool that detects lead in water. And Gitanjali Rao joins us now. Congrats on the honor.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Yes, Gitanjali, I want to know more about how your love of science and innovation came to be. We're reading when you were 10 years old, you created this tool to detect lead in water after learning about the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. What drives you?
To this day, I can't really say that there was one aha moment when everything came together. But instead of that, it was almost like this learning and growing experience for me of combining my love of science and technology with putting a smile on someone's face. And now I basically use science for kindness every day. And that's really my goal, is to innovate for the better, innovate to make positive change in this world. And that's what makes me keep going. And that's what drives me, knowing that people out there do need help. And I'm willing to kind of take what I know and put that out there for other people to use.
Innovate for the better. You've created a host of other tools too, including one for cyberbullying and opioid addiction. Can you tell me a little bit about these projects and how those came about?
Absolutely. So my opioid addiction tool is called Epione, and it helps to diagnose prescription opioid addiction at an early stage using the latest developments in protein detection methods. So you basically put in a sample of bodily fluid, and you're able to receive your results on a mobile app in a user-friendly skill, along with action items, including a map of the nearest addiction centers. The idea from this really came from just a family friend who ended up getting into a car accident and becoming addicted to opioids. And by the time he knew about it, it was too late to do anything about it. And this was a constant problem that I saw all over the news, and I'm still seeing all over the news. And if no one else was going to solve it, then I needed to take the first steps. Similarly, with Kindly, which is my service to detect and prevent cyberbullying, it's based on developments in artificial intelligence and machine learning, and is able to identify and point out any words or phrases that might be considered bullying. And it adapts to the latest terms, slang, as well as emojis and memes, what could be considered bullying, because it's built on a self-learning machine learning algorithm. So I really wanted to find a way to help stop cyberbullying, because I wanted to create a safer place for teenagers to talk to each other.
I am really hearing in you this passion for finding solutions. You know, this year, we've all been watching the work of scientists racing to create a vaccine for COVID-19. I'm just thinking about the way you think. You have had to think about how you would contribute to this effort.
I have. Yes, I totally have. So first of all, just like you said, a huge thank you to all the healthcare workers, researchers, and scientists for developing a vaccine in 9 months, which before this, we never thought was possible. So those technological strides is what is the silver lining on this cloud. But if I look deeper into my contribution, I really want to look at some sort of data and predictive analytics approach for prioritization and distribution of these vaccines, just to make it more effective and efficient. So that might be something I'm working on in the next couple of months. But along with that, I also want to find ways to prevent more pandemics from in the future, just to make sure we don't have another crisis like COVID again. And I think the reason for this is because zoonotic diseases and cross-species transmission is going to become way more frequent in these next couple of years. So it's best to stop it now rather than having to go through it and then trying to find another way to stop it.
Gitanjali, I really look forward to seeing the work that you produce over the next few years. What are you into, though, when you're not working to save the world? Did I hear that you're actually working on your pilot's license?
I am, yes. I'm working on my pilot's license right now, and it is super fun. I can't drive a car, but I can fly a plane, which I think is
super exciting. Isn't that something?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's so cool. I feel like flying is easier too.
What advice would you have for other budding innovators out there, especially in this moment that we're in?
So for other innovators out there, I would say dream big and then think back to reality. Because I'm quite literally living in a dream. These are things I never thought I would actually do, but here I am today accomplishing them. So dream big, come up with ideas, have fun with it, and then look at how you can do it, because there's no one stopping you but yourself.
That's Gitanjali Rao, Time Magazine's first ever Kid of the Year. Congratulations. And hey, can I have your parents' phone number? I got to learn how to create a human like you.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.